Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Nun Ches, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Tesa Med Aleph at the Mishnah. Dochim en Anochi Begas Avaloi Boitzim Imoi. The Mishnah says one may be hired by an idolater to tread on grapes in a winepress together with an idolater, but one may not pick grapes with him as they will later become tummy. V'yisoshu oise b'tumma lo dochim lo boitzim, and if a Jew is working in a state of tumma, one may not tread or harvest grapes with him because he's assisting the Jew to bring tumma onto the produce. Avamalichim chavios lagas mevim imoi min hagas. But he may bring with him barrels to the winepress, as well as carry them back with him from the winepress. And the Gemara says, Amar Yona Hadadat Amar Behu Shehilchu Aleihem Druchois Shesi Ve'erev. Avar Loi Hilchu Aleihem Druchois Shesi Ve'erev Loi Bada. Rabbi Yona says that when the Mishnah permits treading on the grapes with a Gentile, it's when the Gentile has already tread on them lengthways and widthways, thereby making all of them impure. But if not, and he's just begun treading on them, then the Jew may not help him because he's causing chulin, non-holy items in Yisrael, to become tame, which is also prohibited. Rabbi Yossi asked a question. If the Gentile already tread on them lengthways and widthways, meaning that it's no longer at the beginning of the pressing, since the grapes are already tame, a Jew may now begin to tread with them. Is this true even according to the latter teaching which we're about to learn? The Tani. The Bemeir says in the Tosefta, originally they said that one may not harvest grapes with a Gentile nor tread with a Jew who is working in a state of tumma, but one may tread with a Gentile. Chazuloima ein dochim im anochi ve'ein boitzim im yisol ha'oise betumma aval boitzim im anochi umalichim im chavios chadoshois aval lo yishonos divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the correct gesa. Later they said that one may not tread with a Gentile nor harvest with a Jew who is working in a state of tumma, but one may harvest with a Gentile. Chachamim said one may transfer both new and even old barrels that are already saturated with Yain Nesech together with a Gentile. One may help him as long as the Jew can see him, but if not, it becomes Yain Nesech. So when it first taught that one may not tread with a Jew, that refers to the beginning of the treading, as he's causing the chulin items in Eretz Yisrael to become tummy. And according to the latter teaching, he's causing tumma to tevel, which is untied produce of Eretz Yisrael, because it contains produce that will become tumma. My time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi? Shekvar nitmu mehechsha b'tzira. The answer is they already became rabbinically tummy at the time of harvest. My time at Rabbi Yossi, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi? We're asking again. Tehoyim hayu dvar Torah atu shegazalta aleihem tumah. The answer is the Torah says that they are tohor, but you made a rabbinic decree that they are tami. Now, based on the Maseches Challah Yerushalmi, the Pnei Moshe made significant changes to the next piece of Gemara. It says, Chaylei Rabbi Yossi mehadar dam Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Hillah. The proof for Rabbi Yossi is that which he said in the name of Rabbi Hillah. B'din haya. Adam that it should have been that the Torah allowed a man to make his tevel tamei, because the pasuk says in Bamidbar in Perek Yoches pasuk Hey, behold, I've given you the guarding of my trumois. Truma needs guarding, but Torah does not. But the later pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Yoches pasuk Chav Hey, and you shall give from it Hashem's truma to Aaron Akoyin. Means be careful to keep tevel tahor so that you can give it to Aaron Akoyin and he can eat it in tahara. However, here in the Mishnah Maseches Challah, when there's a doubt as to the tahara of a certain dough, since its truma cannot be eaten, it's permitted to make it tamei when tevel.